Welcome to the Drunk Who Podcast. I'm John.
I'm Steve.
Steve, how can people contact us?
They can email drunkterwho at gmail.com or go to twitter.com/srdolan, which is mine, or drunkterwho, which is yours. Or they can reach out to you by wandering around your neighborhood yelling your name. Or they can also follow me with srdolan on Instagram or Letterboxd, you know, whatever.
And then also wandering your neighborhood, but then also too, you know, they'd have to put on like a cloak and pretend to be a wizard, because you're a wizard, Steve.
Oh, no, John, I'm just Harry.
Oh, okay. Oh, hello.
I just have a beard. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You're Harry. All right, Harry. What are we doing in this podcast?
This is a podcast where we drink, we watch Doctor Who, we drink, and we talk about Doctor Who all while drinking.
Uh-huh. And today we're going to talk about Doctor Who after we watch a little Doctor Who. You know what? Today we're introducing a new feature.
Oh.
And you know what it's called?
No.
It's called Steve Recaps Last Episode in 30 Seconds or Less.
Oh, okay.
Steve, the last episode we watched was called The Magician's Apprentice. Please, in 30 seconds or less, tell me what that was about. Begin.
Well, the doctor was going to die, so he went back to like 1138 AD, and he, for some reason, had a tank and a guitar, and Missy teamed up with Clara to go save him. And
15 seconds left.
And then they ended up, all those two got zapped later on by Daleks, because Daleks are everywhere, and the doctor is with Davros. Oh, and we saw Davros as a young child, and I don't know who the magician is or the apprentice.
All right. Well, good try, Steve.
Who is the magician?
And who is the apprentice?
No, I'm literally asking.
Well, at some point last season, I think Clara referred to the doctor as magician.
Oh, so you can make an argument that Davros is the apprentice because the doctor gave him the sonic screwdriver when he was a kid, and maybe that he used that to actually build the Daleks?
Maybe there's many levels of this episode, Steve, that you haven't quite understood yet, because
I've only seen half of it.
Pretty much. You've only seen half the story. Exactly. Okay. So you know what? Maybe we'll figure out stuff that's going on.
Or who knows? Do you want? Oh no! Go ahead, say it again. You're about to anyway.
What?
Never mind. You usually go "who knows" like four times.
Oh no! I was just kind of like, you know.
Do you want me to do what's going to happen on this one?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, Steve. So knowing that this is the second part of a two-parter, I wanted you to kind of refresh your brain hole. By the way, this is episode 132 of the Drunkter Who podcast.
Yes.
And today we're going to watch series nine, if you may, from civilized parts of the world, episode two, called The Witch's Familiar. And that's not WITCHES, that's WITCH'S. The Witch is Familiar, Steve. What is that about?
Oh, for a second, I thought it was The Witch is Familiar.
That's why I also clarified. Okay.
So The Witch is Familiar is, I don't know, let's say that the doctor trying to undo all this, he goes back in time and finds the first Dalek, but it's like a baby-sized Dalek, so it's adorable, like Baby Yoda. And then he gives this, and then he also finds Missy at that point and says, here, hold this, because Missy, it turns out, like, zapped out of time before the Dalek shot her. She used her wrist thing to leave. And so she's wandering around, and now she has her Dalek of her own, but it's baby sized, you know, tiny, and it's adorable. So then she goes and uses this as a way to undo Clara's death, because I assume that's going to be undone. And then she uses it to also, it looks more adorable than disturbing to see a baby Dalek murder a child Davros. And so that's what happens. So this never happened. The Daleks never happened, except for, oddly enough, Missy is then the creator of the Daleks, because she used the baby one to make adult ones and then sends them out to be the scourge of the universe.
That, you know, would they be meaner then?
No,
or would they be crazier?
They'd be sassier.
Oh.
Get ready for a sassy, sarcastic Dalek.
Exterminate.
Oh no. Oh no, I love your scarf.
Wait, you do? No, you're dumb.
No, it's a little dated. So he'd go, not.
Oh. Well, she is. She does dress like, you know, Victorian times. Yeah, so, you know, so she's just learning.
Anyway,
so, hey, Steve. So
basically, okay, they're going to undo things. So Missy and Clara are alive at the end of this.
Okay, I just want a little more clarity. So now Baby Yoda is not really Baby Yoda. Baby Yoda is named Grogu. So what is Baby Dalek? What is Baby Dalek's name?
Dale.
Okay. So Dale and Missy are like, you know, so like, you know, does she have like, you know, is like her uniform is like, does she wear a helmet to mask her inner feelings, Steve, much like the Mandalorian does?
No, she uses her wit to mask her inner feelings, much like most of us.
Okay. That's fair.
That's fair. Yeah,
that's fair. All right, Steve, let's see how much of that actually happens. One thing you said actually is going to happen.
Three things will happen.
Okay. Since you know you've already like, you know, put down into words what this episode's going to be about, now it's time for more words, Steve.
Yes.
It's the Drunk to Who podcast shot toast of the episode featuring alcohol. Steve, what is our toast?
What we have here is a testicular standoff.
Yes, we do. So when do we start drinking?
Oh, cheap bourbon. Such a mistake.
Cinnamon whiskey. It tastes okay.
So yes. That was a line said by character actor George Buck Flower in Tammy and the T-Rex. The other quotes or the other toasts I was thinking of from that movie is dead is as old as you're going to get.
Ooh.
And everybody knows I'm just a drunk.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd say like one of those would be like, okay, Steve, what's the toast?
Yeah.
Hello.
So yeah, Tammy and the T-Rex is actually kind of a fun, insane movie.
Is that the one where like
Denise, you know, Richards and Paul Walker and Terry Kaiser?
Yeah, Paul Walker's brain gets put in the body of a
mechanical T-Rex robot. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I know. It's a classic. Got
the kid from Children of the Corn is also in it.
With the creepy ginger?
No, the other kid.
The kid who's not actually a kid.
Yes.
Was he like 40 or something? He's probably playing like 10.
Probably.
All right. Now my brain is warm.
Oh, cool. That's what tequila does. Or no, you did cinnamon whiskey. So
cinnamon whiskey. Fireball right. Cinnamon whiskey.
So let's go watch The Witch Is Familiar.
No, let's call. Hey, you know what? It's possessive, Steve.
I know that witch. Where do I know that witch?
Oh, No.
Is that Granny Weatherwax from the Discworld series? No. Is that... I can't think of anybody from Wicked.
No. Really no, care about that. The way I read it is like, hey, isn't that Salem? Isn't that Sabrina's familiar? Hey.
Yeah.
You know, but it's more like it's a possessive. All right, Steve, as the English major in the room, isn't yes. like W-I-T-C-H apostrophe S? Doesn't it denote like possession?
Yeah, singular possession.
Okay, so the witch is familiar. That means the familiar belongs to the witch. Does it not?
Yes.
I present to the court that, like, you know, Steve, you know, has like thrown his degree out to the nethers.
I mean, I've never really used it because I fix computers for a living. So what does it matter?
So, hey, we're going to watch an episode of Doctor Who. So yes. Why don't you?
No, just
Steve, are you going to do it too?
Yes. That's
why not?
Because I've never seen it before. So I have to watch it to talk about it some more.
It's true.
Because if not, I'll just make up some more bullshit. About baby Daleks named Dale.
Yeah, so let's watch it so you actually have something to work with. Oh, snap.
Oh, okay.
See, oh, that was cold.
You learned that sassy mouth from baby Dalek.
Oh, I know. I love Dale. Thank you so much. Dale, I've learned so much from you. Welcome back to the podcast.
What was that voice?
You know, that was my welcome back to the podcast voice. You know, it's like, welcome hey there.
Back to the podcast.
You know, it's like, hey, who wants to listen to my new single, Disco Jack?
Oh,
disco,
God.
Disco Jack. All right.
I didn't know you were doing a Rick Dees impression or, well, you know, more of an homage.
You know, it is very homagery. And you know what? So welcome back to the podcast.
Sounded like you said, oh, Marjorie.
Oh, Marjorie. Oh, Rob. So we just finished watching an episode of Doctor Who, so you don't have to. Oh, well, you was it that bad?
I found this one kind of boring.
Okay. Okay.
I found it kind of boring. And so it reminded me a little bit of The Last Jedi, in that every time they went to, I forget the name of the planet, but the casino plant or the casino, every time they went to Rose and Finn's story, I was just like, I want to be with Rey and Luke. Like, every time they went to the Doctor and Davros, I was like, I want to be with Missy and Clara. You know what I mean?
Because Missy's a riot.
Oh, Missy's awesome. She's awesome. Uh-huh. I even saw the betrayal coming at the end. I'm like, I knew that was going to happen, but whatever. I knew it was not going to like work. So I'm like, cool. The Doctor's never going to just flat out murder Missy, because if the Doctor flat out murdered people, why would he not murder the child Davros? Because he is like baby Hitler. Like, why wouldn't you murder that thing?
True.
I know you and I have talked many times about how my desire to just murder babies. And that's not what this is about. Like, you know, you kill baby Davros, you kill baby Hitler, whatever.
No, that's why we have a completely different podcast for that. It's called Steve Wants to Murder Your Baby.
Yeah.
Sure who?
Yeah. alcohol is still involved, oddly enough.
Yeah, yeah.
So, John, what did you think of this episode?
I liked it. But you know, upon reflection of the first time I saw it, you know, again, I was like drawn into the moment this time, you know, because I knew where it was going, like the scene where, you know, Davros is like, oh, I want to see you with my own eyes and everything. Am I a good man? It just rang so false to me.
Yeah, it rang false to me too. And this is obviously the first time I'm seeing it. Like, I don't believe that Davros had a change of heart. Like,
right.
I mean,
you know, you killed billions of my people, I've killed billions of your people. I a good man, Doctor? But like, you know, did you think that the Doctor fell for it? Or do you think that it was all part of his plan too?
I don't know. I think at first I felt the Doctor fell for it. But when he said, you've killed billions of my people, I'm like, but how are those people?
Well,
because they're Daleks, but they're not really living beings, although apparently but they're mind controlled. Like, they're not individuals. They're not autonomous. They're not, you know.
Well, I did like the whole, you know, when like Clara was put in there, and like every time she said, I'm Clara, I love you, exterminate, exterminate, I am Dalek. You know, I thought that was kind of cool, showing that like Daleks actually can have emotions and everything, but it's funneled through like a filter to make them, you know. I thought that was pretty cool and also chilling.
I guess,
you know, if you think about it, you know,
I don't know. It's just that's not how Daleks work. It's not, it's not Kenny Baker in the R2-D2 suit. It's not just Clara in a Dalek suit. You know, it's just,
didn't like the whole timey-wimey, things like it's bigger on the inside or bigger, whatever it is. Cause it's like, it had like a tiny little Dalek in there that Missy just yanked out and like stuffed down there. And suddenly Clara, she's not a large person.
No, she
can still get in there. And was just kind of like, I mean, it wasn't like she was like holding her breath cause she couldn't breathe into the fucking thing. She got in there.
No, she fit quite comfortably. Which makes me think that Daleks are way too big. There's a lot of empty space in there.
It's roomy.
Anyway, so this episode comes back, and we come back and we have Missy whittling a stick, sharpening a stick, and basically implying to Clara, who's hanging from a rope, that she's gonna, like, you know, hanging by her feet from a rope, that Missy is just gonna use her for food.
Yeah,
well, if she can't find any other food.
Who knows what time ladies eat, Steve?
Yeah, and so she tells this little story about the doctor being trapped by assassination robots that are invisible. And what does the doctor do? Basically talks it through and explains that their little wrist communicators run on Dalek energy. So when they fired their weapons, it just basically activated their wrist devices. It was essentially a...
Deus Ex Machina?
We undid this, didn't we? And it's like, yeah, I guess you did. It feels like kind of a cheap way, but whatever. Also as long as I get more Missy wandering around, I'm cool with it.
Also explain how Missy survived last season's finale.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because remember she got zapped and basically just disappeared. So
they
did flash back to that too, just to show it's like, oh, that's how that works.
According to what they said, the in her story about the doctor, the wrist device was stolen from that alien species and they zapped her. So she had basically, she was zapped by a Cyberman and then zapped by a Dalek and it had the same result. So to be pedantic about it, that doesn't make sense.
Okay. Yeah. Cause Missy is a very reliable source.
Yeah. I guess
she's a reliable narrator. Isn't that what they use in? Yeah.
Yeah. I guess you're right. You're right. You're right.
You know, but it was, I think it was, just
she's a Tyler. She's a Tyler Durden.
Yes. Yeah, who knows if she's actually real? Maybe she's a figment of Clara's imagination.
A Guy Pearson memento.
Well, he was real.
To use another unreliable narrator.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah,
and that makes Clara like Carrie Han. No,
Carrie Ann Moss.
Carrie Ann Moss. Yeah, Carrie Han is that's the little girl from Terminator 2.
God, I love fucking Memento.
Or Alien 2. Aliens.
What are you talking about? Probably aliens, because there were no children other than Edward Furlong in Terminator 2.
True. Well, okay. And then the one kid with the mullet.
I mean, yeah, but he wasn't like a star. He wasn't only a lead kid. Anyway, whatever.
Wasn't he like the kid also from like Big? Wasn't he the big best friend?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought he was. Anywho.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Anywho. So, you know what? Let's just like, you know what, hey, instead of like, you know, hey, we're like, let's break in with the doctor and go back, blah, 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 just kind of like tell me what was Clara and Missy's,
cool. You
know, let's you mean that, like, just tell me what their
interesting story
is. Yeah, the more interesting story. And then like when it comes to the point where like they merge, then we'll kind of like do
okay,
like,
cool.
Previously.
So, yeah, Clara and Missy, basically, like, they're going off together to save the doctor because they're outside of Skaro, like, in the desert wastelands. And they're wandering off, and Clara, or Missy, implies that she's going to eat Clara if she can't find any other food. And Clara's like, you know what, you weren't really going to eat me. Like, Clara is way too trusting, because I can totally see Missy resorting to cannibalism a little bit earlier than she needs to.
Yeah.
But anyway, so then they go through, like, the Dalek sewer, and it's like, do Daleks poop? But apparently it's Dalek sewers and graveyards are the same thing.
Yeah.
So the goopy thing that Missy pulls out of a Dalek is... a dying Dalek is the thing that goes flush down the sewer, I guess.
Well,
this didn't make much sense to me.
Okay, well, my understanding is that like Daleks don't necessarily die, but they kind of degrade.
They just get flushed away.
Yeah, you know, you ever read like the vampire stories where, you know, it's like, you know, they'll get stuck in a coffin, they're still going to be alive. But like they just don't remember anything, and you know, sort of thing. They just they lose their sanity. So I think
beginning of Angel season 4, I believe, is what you're referring to.
Precisely. You know, let's bring up more Joss Whedon stuff now that he's been canceled.
Oh Jesus! I can still love the work, even though he's a douchebag.
Oh God, what a douchebag he has ended up being! Damn you, Joss Whedon!
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Anyway, but like, no, I think that, you know, they just become kind of, they lose their sanity, so they just degrade. So like when Missy, like, you know, jabbed that one Dalek with holes, it gave like...
with her magic brooch.
Yeah, so it gave like ways for these degraded Daleks to enter and take over. So I think they overpowered their more powerful younger foe, and so yeah, so he was not dead, but they kind of like made him like themselves.
Okay.
You know, so they, you know, so what I mean? So, and then like, you know, what was nice too is like they totally cleaned out the inside of that Dalek so that when Clara sat in there, none of her shit got like, you know, nothing, her outfit did not get covered in Dalek goo.
No stains.
No stains.
It was like a Billy, what's his name? OxyClean.
I'm Billy Madison, and you know what? I'm going to OxyClean you, and then I'm going to die. It's not
Madison, but I don't remember what it is.
Billy Mays.
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure it's Billy Mays.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway. So,
like, they did the OxyClean. They spilled a bottle of that on the inside of the Dalek. Because yeah. it was a weirdly, like, oh, look, there's a little chair for Clara, or a little stool. She can sit down and...
Except for that one other chair.
Steer around and it's fine, and I don't understand, but anyway, so Missy
is so trusting.
I know Missy manipulates Clara into getting inside the Dalek and has a great deal of joy when she says, "Hey, say your name," and it's like, "I am Dalek," and she's like, "Hey, tell me you love me," and she's like, exterminate. Yeah, oh. It's just
oh no, but then
Missy manipulates Clara, and the whole time you're like, God damn it, I know what you're doing, but it's entertaining.
And like Clara's still like following with the plan too. It's just kind of like, just zap the bitch and like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but she's just like, oh, I got nothing else to do. I guess I'll go upstairs and try and find the doctor.
Yeah, I guess I'll just follow this woman who has tried to kill me multiple times.
Oh, I just love how mad Missy is. Remember, like, the one time, like, you know, when the docs are just all kind of like, exterminate, or she's just, like, just waltzing around in the room and everything. Oh, man, I want that gif.
Yeah, she's having a gay old time. To use a Flintstones reference.
Okay.
I'm glad you'll allow it. So then, I don't know. They basically, I don't know.
But Missy, well, they Missy puts Clara's face on a camera. So then a Dalek comes down, investigates, who the hell are you? And then that's when Missy, like, you know, jabs at thrill holes. It gets overpowered. Like, Clara gets put in there. So now they have a Trojan Dalek.
Yeah.
You know,
Missy's inside. And she really doesn't know how to get out, but she can. But they established that she can steer just by thinking about it. She doesn't really have to think about steering left or right. So, yeah.
Right, exactly. So, you know, so now they're back in Dalek area, you know, with like proper Daleks, not just goo Daleks. And then it's just kind of like, you know, I miss you. I've been captured. Take me to the Dalek Supreme Commander. Wow, the bitch is back.
She actually does use the phrase, the bitch is back.
Uh-huh. Little scandalous during tea time in England.
Oh, is this shown at 4 p.m.?
Maybe late tea. I don't know.
I don't know.
You know, but it's just kind of like, yeah, so that's when they go and, you know, so it's just kind of like, I'm Missy and I want to see the doctor. I know where Clara is. She's very close by. You just see,
whoa,
and you see Clara's Dalek kind of like shifty eyed. I'm like, yeah. I am Dalek.
Yeah, and then, so are we going to the, what happened to the doctor now?
Well, let's come to, you know, I was just saying, I think the good point was, like, suddenly we're, like, the Daleks start to, like, get regenerated. All right,
keep going.
Yeah, no, okay, so, you know, now it's like, you know, it's like she's talking and all of a sudden the Daleks all shut down and they start to regenergize.
Yeah, she's a little thrown because all the Daleks shut down, and then she sees a regenergy kind of floating up from the Dalek's head and she's like, oh, God damn it, why? Like, she knows exactly what it is and how it happened, and she's not pleased.
Right.
So she goes stomping off to
Dalek. She abandons Clara.
I command. And leaves Clara behind.
Yeah, so she goes and looks for the doctor. Now, while all this was going on, what's been happening to the doctor and Davros? The doctor and Davros, one of them's in a cart, one of them's walking around. Doctor and Davros, look at me, I'm a bad guy. Let's have some tea. Steve's out of beer.
So, yeah, the doctor and Davros.
Sorry, can't not do that.
They're having, like, long, boring conversations. Sorry. I said that while you were drinking a beer. So, yeah. Yeah, so they're just talking and rambling on and on, and the doctor is just like, or then Davros, they're just like, hey, you killed a bunch of me and I killed a bunch of you, and then he demands to know where Clara is, and he demands to know where, he doesn't care about Missy, he just wants to know where Clara is.
And then he overpowers Davros and chucks him out of his little chair pod.
Yeah, he takes his little power scooter and is going around like he's, you know, shopping at Walmart. He's I assume this was a lot of fun for Peter Capaldi to film.
Oh, I bet he was jizzing in that chair.
And so,
the show, it's like, you know, the Daleks and Dalek commander is kind of like, Davros has left the room. What is he doing? He's heading this way. Oh.
And then it's all of a sudden the doctor with basically a Dalek gun that he's pointing at Daleks, and the Daleks fire at him and nothing happens. And he's like, ha ha, I bet you this force field is just one way. And then he's playing around, and then he ends up like just driving back to.
No, he got overpowered because
the county scarf.
Yeah. The county sheriff. Right. And it's like, but then like we cut back to Davros, who's basically, he's half a man. He's almost like, he's almost like the Borg Queen, you know, from like, you know, Star Trek
Next Generation. I know about like, the Borg Queen, but I don't really know any of the
like,
episodes.
It's like from the movie where like her creepy little spine is like, you know, just kind of like snaking around because all she is really like torso. It's like, you see like Davros and his like his creepy little spine thing.
He's like
that's what like I picture in my head, because I'm an actual sci-fi fan, not just a poser like you.
No, I know I'm a huge poser. I haven't seen past the first Contact movie, but eventually I will.
Sure.
I don't know.
Davros gets
the county's, is it Seraph?
Snake dude.
Yeah, snake guy. Like, he's basically got snakes hanging around like they're cables. And we realize this early, but then Davros talks the doctor into like, you know, basically giving him a sob story. Like, I'm so happy that you found your people. And, you know, basically there's like fake tears. And he's like, I just want to see you with my real eyes. And it reminded me of Return of the Jedi when, you know, Darth Vader says to Luke, like, I just want to see you with my real eyes. But you'll die. But I'm dead anyway. And it reminded me a lot of that. So basically, there's, I guess, an eye in the middle of his head, forehead, like his
stalks
with the Daleks. And so he shuts that off. And then, I don't know, he's basically whines and...
Well, he's like, I just want to see the sun rise. Yeah,
my planet.
Yeah.
Of what is it again? Scarif?
Scarrow.
Okay.
But it's new Scarrow, because remember Scarrow got blown up. So they remade Scarrow.
Honestly, I don't remember.
Yeah, there was like a couple times I think Scarrow's been like destroyed. And it's like,
dude, there's been like a couple times where the Earth's moon has been destroyed. Who knows what the fuck happens on this show?
And we've also been to New York.
Yes,
a couple times. So maybe this is like New Scarrow.
Is that with, do they have cat nuns there too?
Well, they probably have Dalek nuns. I don't know.
Ooh.
The kitty sisters of perpetual Dalekness.
A tone.
Yeah. Fixitate. I don't know. Whatever. So
think of a three syllable one, but a tone is the only one. Although exterminate is four syllables. I know. Whatever. Shut up.
Yeah, so then, you know, so yeah, Davros is like, well, you know, what, from watching, even like the first time I watched this episode, I was just kind of like, huh, for the fact that he hasn't used those eyes in a long time, they are amazingly clear looking. You think they would put like some filmy contacts on him at least. They've made his eyes clear and like, you know, watery. I'm like, and then he's like, I can't open my eyes again. Like, they looked pretty healthy that one time there.
Yeah, no, he opened them and then, you know, was crying a little, and
it was still cool, dude. I liked seeing him open his eyes, though. I thought that was kind of cool. Like, you know, oh, he uses real eyes. Oh. But then, yeah, later he's like, oh, I can't open my eyes again. Too bad I can't regenerate because I'm dying.
No, not can't regenerate. Just like, I can't do it. And he's like, well, you know what? Have some regenergy. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. This doesn't make sense that the doctor is able to do this. I've never seen this before.
Oh, yes, you have. Remember when...
Have I?
Yes, you have. Remember when River had her hand caught by a weeping angel and it broke her wrist? The doctor gave her some regenergy to heal her wrist. It was the Daleks Take Manhattan.
I honestly don't remember that, but I know the episode you're talking about.
Well, not the Daleks Take Manhattan. It was the Angels Take Manhattan. That was the one where they went back in time to save Rory. And he used some regenerative. Yeah. He's done it in the past.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah. That's when he says, oh, I'll lose a arm and a leg earlier. It's like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he goes, it's like, I'm going to give you some regenergy. And then, like, you know, Davros is like, mwah, mwah, mwah. But like, yeah, so now Davros is like cackling. And Davros is like, I'm connected to the other Daleks, to all of them. They feed me their energy and I feed it back to them. No, whoa. Doctor, they're taking all of your energy. Ha ha ha. Meanwhile.
Yeah. And this is when Missy sees it and goes, oh, God damn it. Yeah. And so she runs in and, I forget what she does.
She zaps the things that the doctor's holding on to, which ends up Snake Seraf guy.
The County Scar Seraf.
Yeah.
But yeah, the doctor's like, oh wait, seriously, you thought I was gonna be sincere and give you like you didn't think this was part of my plan?
Ha ha ha.
And I'm like, I didn't think it was part of your plan.
Right, because only did we feed this to your healthy Daleks, I fed it to the Bat 3. X, and all of a sudden it's like the earth tremble, the ground trembles, and Davros like, the fuck? And the doctor's like, yeah, not just your healthy ones, the unhealthy ones are coming up and like gonna eat you up good.
Yeah, so it's Return of the Living Dalek.
Yeah, basically.
Except for without Linnea Quigley.
Yeah, because they want to eat Dalek brains.
Yeah. So yeah, all hell breaks loose with the Daleks, and then Missy and the doctor take off. They don't kill Davros because never ever kill Davros.
No, he's just there like, oh, I'll get you again possibly.
So Missy and the doctor run, and then they come across a Dalek in the hallway, and the Dalek is like, exterminate, exterminate, I am Dalek, and blah blah blah. We find the doctor realizes, of course, after way too long, that this is actually Clara inside the Dalek, like, casing.
But what, because, like, you know, Missy's just kind of like, Clara's dead, kill this Dalek.
She said, this is the Dalek that killed Clara, so you have to kill this fucking Dalek. So Missy is still morally, at best, ambiguous.
Mm. But no, she a bad guy.
Pretty much evil.
I'm sorry, a bad lady. But yeah, what does the doctor finally realize? Like, wait, this ain't like a regular Dalek.
No, he realizes that Dalek is, he's like, just think of the word open. And so she does. And
what triggered that, though?
Oh, mercy. The Dalek said mercy a bunch of times. And the doctor realizes that a Dalek wouldn't actually say mercy.
Mercy.
And so the doctor says to Missy, like, you better fucking run. And it's like, how many of the bad guys are you just going to let get away? Like, because in this episode, there's two big bad guys he just lets get away.
Well,
or three if you count County Scarf.
He don't really. Well, no, Scarf was killed. Missy killed Scarf.
Oh, Missy did? Okay,
cool. Yeah, Missy zapped him. And then you see the snake fall and go,
yeah.
Yeah. No, so Davros still there. You know, it's like the doctor, he not killing. That was what the war doctor did.
But, okay, so in a giant battle, occasionally you're going to have to kill.
The doctor don't like to do that on
even
screen.
Though Darif is like 180 billion years old.
Davros?
Yes, Davros, sorry. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah, he just won't die.
So, yeah, so... Missy runs away, and the doctor and Clara are still together again, and they're like,
watching the city implode. Yeah.
What about the TARDIS? And you know, through shenanigans, the Doctor says, oh, well, you know what? The TARDIS is right here. And the TARDIS, like, reforms around them.
You know what, Steve? The TARDIS is always right here. There's always a little bit of TARDIS in everywhere.
Oh, okay.
In all of your hearts.
That doesn't make sense.
The giant engorged one, because we're both larger men.
Yeah.
And then, like, the tiny little one that's inside every little baby Groot.
Okay.
Grogu. Dale.
Thank you. So eventually it's just the TARDIS, like, forms around Clara and the Doctor, and they beam out of there, and then I don't know, shit keeps exploding.
Yeah, pretty much. And then, like, you know, the Doctor and Clara are watching it from outside, and the Doctor's like, how could they have mercy? Oh, shit. Gotta go. Be right back.
Yeah. So then he goes back to where Davros is a child, surrounded by hand mines.
You said you'd help me. What is happening?
And then he turns around and says, wait, what? How are you over there? And he's like, oh, I'm gonna, and then he, I don't know, fucking uses the Dalek gun to blow away all the hands.
The hand grenades.
But wouldn't this make Davros a good person? A kind person. Someone who wouldn't make genocidal weapons.
You know, he inceptionized him. He inceptioned him by saying, it's like, as long as there's mercy.
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah, he didn't kill baby. He didn't kill Dale. He just made Dale less evil Dale.
How? Okay, so I guess Davros, that must be a fixed point in time. Him, like, creating the Daleks, something.
Pretty much, I think.
I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, yeah. And then that's the end of the episode.
Uh-huh.
Next week on Da-da-da-dun, da-da-da-dun.
Do-do-do.
I didn't actually watch it, so I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we're not going to cut to that part yet.
No.
But so was this another case of part one was better than part two?
Kind of. Although, well, yes, I think it was. This one, it was just, I don't know, it felt like there was a lot of the Doctor and Davros treading water. Like, I really wanted to spend more time with Missy and Clara. Although when they were in, like, then they said they were in the sewer. I'm like, do Daleks poop? And it turns out they don't poop. They just die. And apparently it's the same thing. So I don't know. Whatever. It was fine. It wasn't great. It was fine.
Okay.
Well, what did you think? Did your opinion change seeing this for the second, or I assume it's the second time and not like the third or fourth time?
It's, well, on this rewatch, let's just say. Yeah, no, I thought the first part was more fun because, like, the planes freezing and everything, and the Doctor with coming out on a tank and all that stuff, and seeing Carnty Sarf, you know, it's like a snake thing, and it's like made of many snakes. It was, you know, kind of fascinating when it's like, oh, it's Davros again.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but like this time, it's kind of like, yeah, it did feel a little like, you know, treading water. You know, I think they were just trying to show, you know, they're trying to, you know, the whole point of it was like, the Doctor is a good man. You know, it was like, you know, where it's like when Davros actually says, am I a good man? That is an actual, like, you know, retelling of like when the Doctor said last season, am I a good man? You know, it was like little bonk bonk on the head, you know, a little too much.
I guess also I'm not a huge fan of Davros as a villain. The Daleks, sure, whatever. They're like Cybermen to me. Like, they're just unstoppable killing machines that the Doctor somehow stops and kills. But Davros is just an old dude in a wheelchair, basically going around Walmart trying to buy shit. And I'm just like, I don't know. It's just, I don't find Davros compelling as a character.
He's the Daleks of Walmart.
Well, he's in that like motor scooter thing.
I know.
But anyway,
Daleks have a tramp stamp of a Cyberman on their lower back? Is that what it is?
Well, it's just a dolphin jumping over Skaro.
Oh.
Yeah. So I don't find Davros to be compelling as a villain. He's very one note. He's never going to change. And while I can understand the Daleks or Cybermen never changing because they're fucking machines, but Davros is like a dude, but I don't know. I don't know. And I don't need to see baby Davros. I just didn't. And so I found that I did find this one to be less compelling than, you know, other ones we've seen. And I liked the first part better.
Okay. Well, you're going to love series 9 because series 9 is mostly two parters.
That's what you said before. And
yep.
Great. Looking forward to it.
There's some. Yeah. Okay.
Don't bother.
I'm not going to bother. So what did you think of Sonic sunglasses, Steve?
Yeah, no. I didn't care for them. Like, when did that happen? How do they work? That was just weird.
Yes.
That's how he summoned the TARDIS, and I guess it's going to be what happens now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's basic. Yeah.
And then he has a confession dial that they didn't explain.
Well, confession dial, that was like touched on last episode where Missy's like, oh, I got his confession dial because I'm his bestie.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
Well, she got his last will and testament, I think.
Well, that's in a confession dial.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, okay.
That's, you know, so it was referenced and stuff. But like, you know, I don't. I'm sure
if you want to remember things, fine.
Well, I'm sure it was last episode too, but I'm like, I was like looking, Clara's hair was cute.
I mean, she's an attractive woman, so
no,
yeah.
No, but I thought like,
about, you know, her are cute.
It was like, you know, little bob where, you
yeah,
know,
oh,
like,
yeah,
a little shorter and stuff. And, you know, because before last season it was like longer. I'm like, oh, I thought it was just
really looks cute. Good. She looks good.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't really have anything to say. It's like pretty much the same cast and everything, same writer, same director, blah blah blah.
Stephen Moffat wrote it, and then I forget what the name of the woman was who directed it, but I recognized the name. It was Hattie. Okay.
No, I'm sorry, Hattie McDonald.
Yeah,
I was gonna say Hattie McDaniel, which is very not. That was
it's a woman who won an Oscar like literally 90 years ago,
pretty much,
or 85 years ago, whatever it was. So yeah,
you know, she won for, yeah,
she doesn't know nothing about birth and no Daleks.
Who does nowadays?
Nobody. Well, Davros.
Well, yeah. So yeah, that's pretty much all about that. So you know, until we come to Steve.
Yes.
You know, what's your favorite part of the episode
being done?
It's the unsung crew member of the episode.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's cool too.
Today we're going to speak of George Sayer. George was credited as assistant costume designer. And like, you know, George's credits over the years are pretty much assorted costume and wardrobe department.
Okay.
Yeah. The first credit listed for this human being was Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
So the Johnny Depp, Tim Burton one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
28 Weeks Later.
Ooh.
I know. Prometheus. You know, we've got, you know, a Kingdom of the Kingsman 2, The Golden Circle.
So he's done a lot of reboots and sequels.
But also Bridgerton, yeah.
Oh, Heidi really enjoyed Bridgerton. I did not watch it.
Sexy Times. So George Sayer worked on, likes to work on period pieces.
So he made a bodice that could be ripped.
And also 13 episodes of Doctor Who, pretty much this season.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, it starts at like episode 1, ends at episode 13. Now, something that was delightful and interesting about George Sayer is that George was originally credited as Georgiana Sayer.
Okay.
And then somewhere in 2018, Georgiana stopped being credited as Georgiana and started being credited as George.
Huh. Cool.
So,
so it's a trans man.
Yes.
Or someone, a woman, born a woman, identifies as a man.
Or it's just kind of like, you know what? Georgiana is just too long to spell.
So for whatever reason, Georgiana became George.
Yeah. So George was credited on Bridgerton as George. In Doctor Who, George was credited as Georgiana.
Oh, okay.
So Georgiana, now known as George Sayer. So
George?
George, we salute you.
Yes.
Drinky, drinky, drinky.
So did you look up George to see what, like, information on Wikipedia or anything? Like, or just...
No.
Do you just notice that it's credited as...
Well, when I was, like, looking, when I was in IMDb, I just kind of bounced around. I'm like, hey, yeah. I don't recognize this name. I'll hit it. And, like, you know, it's like, oh, George Sayer. Then I was, like, looking, like, George Yetta. Okay. Oh. What's this about?
Because usually, I don't know, like, well, I guess Elliot Page, it's more of a high profile thing. Yeah. I don't know. To me, like, when someone changes their name, it's like if they change their name because they were married or because they're trans, it's like it doesn't matter. You just use the new name.
Right.
So,
anyway. So George Sayer, we salute you.
Yes.
Anyway, so, yeah. So, hey, Steve, since I brought up earlier how people can contact us,
yes.
Can anybody contact us?
Well, considering it's been a very long time since we last recorded.
Has it? Has it really?
I think so, because didn't we, hasn't it been like 3 or 4 weeks?
Sure.
I don't know.
This episode we're recording today, you're going to, like, you know, have to, like, put up in like 4 days or something.
Yeah, it's due like in the next couple days. Anyway.
Steve's got some work to do. Doodah.
Oh,
Steve's got some work to do. Start that editing now.
I'm going to go to eat dinner with Heidi soon. So, you know.
Start that editing soon.
Yes.
By soon. I mean, Tuesday, because the episode will be next day.
All right. So here's Tim sent us in 2 emails. The first one is more companion musings. One thing that has been missing from New Who is a non-contemporary or non-UK companion. In the classic series, the Doctor traveled with a Highlander, Jamie, which just makes me think of Outlander, but whatever. A primitive warrior, Leela.
From the Seven Team.
A Time Lord / Lady Romana. Some hyper-intelligent off-worlders, Nyssa. Adric. And even an Australian and an American just added a different dynamic for the Doctor.
Yep. There was Tegan, and then it was Perry.
Yeah, and Leela just makes me think of Futurama. So, you know.
Huh. You know, I wonder if, like, you know, there was a... They've made Doctor Who references in, like, Futurama, yeah. So that may not be, you know, that...
It's entirely possible, Leela, that, yeah. Anyway, I think it would be kind of cool. I know that they, in the future for me, but present for you, they have multiple companions at the same time. I assume so anyway. But from what I understand, they're all pretty British. And so now they have the Doctor Who, Peter Capaldi is a Scotsman, right?
Doctor Who.
Yeah, I know. But yeah. Peter Capaldi is a Scotsman. Right.
Yes. And so is Missy, actually.
Oh, okay.
A Scotswoman.
I like how it's Capaldi and Gomez and they're Scottish. I just enjoy that. But yeah, it would be cool if there was, I mean, I don't know. It doesn't need to be an American, but it could be a fucking, I don't know, a South African or an Australian or someone from Thailand.
It's strangely progressive for Doctor, not strangely, but like more progressive for Doctor Who. The companions of whom you speak, while they're all British, one is of East Indian, or one is of Indian descent, is of African descent, and then one is just white.
Anyway, so yeah, okay, so there are people, they're all pretty much British, but, you know.
Yeah, they're not just white British.
They're not who you think of when you think of Brits.
Pasty white Brits who go, faux, 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 ho, 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 ho.
Oddly enough, the only one I can think of right now is Christian Bale, who is actually Welsh. So he's not British. He's Welsh.
Yep. There you go.
I think of a Brit. I think of, like, I don't know,
Jane Judy Dench.
Yeah, there you go. Or Paul McCartney, you know, a Brit.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Thems.
Whatever. Name an American actor. I dare you. Like, you can.
Oh, no. They're all British.
Yeah, see?
Pretending to be us. Oh, god damn it.
Oh, didn't Carey Mulligan, Doctor Who alum, didn't she get nominated for an Oscar?
Yeah, but last year doesn't count.
No, it's now. It's the ceremony's like tomorrow.
Yeah, no, last year doesn't count, Steve.
Whatever. Okay. So this is the other one. Tim said, hey, I didn't recommend...
I'm a correspondent, Tim. We have 2 missives from Tim.
Missives, not misses.
I said misses.
Okay. He said, hey, I didn't recommend the TV movie because Tim had recommended we do some classic Who and other interventions.
Well, there was like
relapses. Yeah,
there was a guy. There was like we got a missive from someone who suggested. I just don't remember who that was. Yeah,
I don't remember. Was it Tom something? I don't remember. That was a
Tom of Finland.
Yes, Tom's of Finland.
Mm.
Or Robert, maybe. So anyway, hey, I didn't recommend the TV movie. Put this one in the category of didn't get any better on rewatch.
Ooh, snap.
Which I think you would agree with.
Snap.
My wife once charged me $5 for sitting through a bad movie. Heidi deserves at least a dinner out when we can safely do that. She rules. I agree. She rules. That's just me.
But also, too, it's like, Tim, you buried the lead. What was the movie?
I know, seriously. My God.
No. Please, I would like to know, what is the movie that your wife charged you $5 to watch?
Seriously.
Oh, right.
Because if I'm going to watch a shitty movie, I'm just going to do it in my basement while Heidi is upstairs, like, working or watching something she wants to watch. You know, because she does not want to watch, like, fucking, I don't know.
Revenge of the Living Dead 7.
Yes, exactly. Yes, thank you.
That's what you have me for occasionally, if I put up with it.
Or Reanimator or whatever.
Question for you. Okay.
Yes.
Now, we've discussed this.
By the way, there still is more Tim email. So,
oh, okay.
Whatever. Go ahead with your question.
Well, you know, but like in the past, we've discussed on the pod. I wanted to see you cringe. Sorry.
On the podcast.
On the podcast, where like you and Heidi will, you know, like pick movies. It's your movie thing where, you know, it's like you alternate letters and stuff. Have you ever picked a shitty one for her to watch? An intentionally shitty one? Or is it always like you guys are always picking like a movie that will like help enrich humankind?
No, it's not that. It's just that I pick something I know she will enjoy.
Okay.
So, like if I had to pick when I pick a movie that she's never heard of, it's more likely to be like a movie I love, like My Favorite Year with Peter O'Toole and Cousin Larry from Perfect Strangers.
Cousin Larry!
But, and when she picks a movie, it's going to be like something I've never seen, like, When Harry Met Sally.
Sure.
So, but yeah, there is the occasional misfire, like when she picked Xanadu. Or I picked UHF.
Oh.
I know, Weird Al's movie. I love it, but I know it's not great. But so, you know, like, but if I was going to be like, hey, let's watch Paranormal Activity 6. She'd be like, oh, no, veto. So, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. Meanwhile, so
she has veto power for when we watch movies.
You don't, though, because...
Well, I know I do, too, but I rarely use it because I'll watch pretty much anything.
Have you ever used it? I mean, when you're doing your movie watch thing. When it's an official
movie watch thing. Again, like, Heidi and I will... we try every Thursday. We don't make it, but we watch movies and we do it alphabetically, so we have, like, a theme. And then every Valentine's Day, I'll pick a movie that she's never seen. She picks a movie. We do that kind of thing, and then we pick a movie neither. Like, we watch a lot of movies together. I don't think I've ever done a veto.
Right.
Because, and part of that is, and I don't think she's ever done one because I know her. And so I'm not going to pick something that she's not going to want to watch.
Okay.
Like, I'm not going to pick Resident Evil 17 because that's going to be for Steve's alone time, which makes it sound creepy. But, you know, like, anybody who follows me on Letterboxd will be able to tell, like, oh, Heidi and Steve were watching movies, so therefore Up in the Air was watched, the George Clooney and a Kendrick movie. And then, oh, look, Snake Eyes, the Brian De Palma movie with Nicolas Cage and Carla Gugino and Gary Sinise. That was just a Steve movie.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, Tim continues. I still think Paul McGann makes a good doctor. Agree.
Yeah.
I also thought the TARDIS console itself was cool and quite different from the other ones. Agreed.
Uh-huh.
As for Eric Roberts, I would have preferred Dave Roberts, former San Diego Padre player and coach and 2020 World Series champion manager of the LA Dodgers. Not sure he seems like too nice a guy to play the master, but Fernando Tatis has something to say about LA repeating in 2021. So that's some baseball talk for all two of you besides me and Tim who follow Major League Baseball. I believe Tim is a San Diego Padres fan. I am a White Sox fan. So yeah, I am a Chicago White Sox fan. And John is just, has his eyes glazed over and is judging us because he loves Doctor Who, a science fiction series, but can't understand how people might like sports.
Oh, no, I understand the fantasy aspect of sports being interesting. Again, I enjoy science fiction. So, you know, you have a just a different fantasy fan.
It's not fantasy. See, I just enjoy something the term, that's happening.
The term fan comes from fantasy.
Or fanatic. Okay,
so, yes, both of them imply an unreal love of something. So if you are a baseball fan, I get it.
Yeah.
You know, okay. There's no reality involved there.
Except for there's real people playing a real sport.
And I don't have confirmation of that right now.
How do you win a Quidditch match, John?
By getting the quiffle through the quaffle.
The quaffle.
Is, first you have to catch the snitch. The snitch is what actually ends the game. Doesn't mean you won the game, though, because unless you only get 150 points.
The game ends when you catch the snitch.
Right, and it's 150 points, but that doesn't mean you've actually won the game, because what if you're behind by 200 points? You've ended the game.
Yeah, it's almost like Quidditch is not a good, not a well-planned-out sport.
Or that it's like, again, fantasy.
Fantasy nonsense.
Fantasy nonsense. Speaking of fantasy nonsense.
Like the next soccer.
You mean football?
Yeah, I know. It's nonsense.
Or football.
Yeah, like you're going to have a sport where you can't touch the ball with your hands. How dumb is that?
Oh, pretty thank fucking
you for,
dumb.
Thank you for writing in, Tim. We really appreciate it. I hope the Padres defeat the Dodgers because the Dodgers spend a lot of money on stuff and I just don't want them to win. And I hope the White Sox meet the Padres in the World Series. That'd be awesome.
I forgot. Which team does Tim like?
Padres, you know, you're just being ridiculous.
It's a team. Well, you brought up but then you said the Dodgers, so I was kind of like, wait, was he a fan of the because LA or New York Dodgers?
Yes, the Brooklyn Dodgers, because you were born in 1894, so that's who you looked at, who you followed in the newspapers growing up.
True. All right, so thanks for writing in, Tim.
We really appreciate it.
And if you want to write in, you can. You'll refer to the beginning of the episode or our notes and stuff.
I think we have listeners in like Germany and Australia and all over the U.S. And someone visited our website from Hatchachubby, Arkansas, which is still my favorite name of a city, Hatchachubby. Or was it Alabama? No, I think it was Arkansas.
Whatever. Let's talk about what's going to be on the next episode of Drunkter Who called Under the Lake.
Oh, but they've already done a submarine episode.
Well, they don't have submarines and lakes, generally speaking,
okay,
Steve.
Cool.
It's Under the Lake, and it doesn't star Ryan Gosling. See, now you've got Ryan Gosling in your head.
No,
my bad.
I think you're thinking of Andrew Garfield, who was under the Silver Lake.
No, I was thinking of like all of those, like, you know, kind of romantic movies Ryan Gosling's in. Under the Lake just feels like, like, I'm going to go under the lake.
Kind of like the lake house kind of thing.
Under the lake house.
Under
the lake.
Thank you. Under the Lake is about, I'm going to say it's the Lady of the Lake. Basically, what?
Ooh, I'm sorry. I was just thinking M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong.
No, well, that's Lady in the Water. I'm saying Lady of the Lake. This is fucking like 1066 AD in England. King Arthur, I'm assuming.
Sword.
Yes, the sword and the silver stone. The sword and the stone. And it's actually the guy goes to pull the sword out of the stone, but it ends up being like he just pulls out like a I don't know. It turns out to be a sonic screwdriver, and it's the doctor saying, "Oh, I'll take that." Bring, and then it's din 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 din, and then they go back a few years, and they find out that the woman, the Lady of the Lake, is actually, I don't know, River Song is going to be in this one. God damn it, because her name has river in it, and it's got the word lake in the title, so that's going to be a connective tissue. So Alex Kingston's like, "Hello, sweetie." And basically they start the whole King Arthur's court thing Even though the doctor, basically the doctor becomes King Arthur, and then he just like says, no, I don't want to do this. You do it to a guy. And then River Song is there. And basically, I don't know, they do some nonsense. And there's a big like scene where they're reunited and they kiss. And Clara's like, wait, what's going on? I've never seen this woman. And she calls her sweetie, and I don't know, what do they defeat? What do they defeat, John? They defeat a little, a parasite slug like alien creature that is infecting everybody in 1066 England. And that's how she got there, through magic zappy things. I don't know. I lost the thread.
Is that how River Song got her sonic screwdriver?
Sure. Yes.
Cause we needed to have that explained to us.
We need an origin story, just like in Star Wars prequels, who give an origin story to everything, including Chewbacca being friends with Yoda for some reason.
Oh, Yoda, my friend. Oh.
No, Chewbacca.
Would you take care of my baby? My baby?
Why did you turn into the chicken lady from Kids in the Hall?
Oh, would you take care of my baby? My baby is this egg.
A contemporary reference that's not at all 28 years old.
Well, they're making new Kids in the Hall.
Are they?
Yeah, totally.
Cool. So yeah, River Song, the lady in the lake, it's all connected. King Arthur.
Clara jealous.
Clara's just jealous, and I don't know, in the end, the doctor decides to not become the first king of England.
Instead, he'll marry Mary, Queen of Scots.
You know what?
What?
If they ever did a Doctor Who episode that took place around with King Arthur and stuff, they would totally 100% mistake the Doctor for Merlin, because Merlin ages backwards and the Doctor is Peter Capaldi, and he meets King Arthur, and then later on he'll meet him as Matt Smith and whoever else, and so he gets younger.
Will that magician have an apprentice?
Oh, shit, probably.
Or will his witch be a familiar?
Have I brought up the Merlin aging backwards, so it's obviously Doctor Who thing before? I feel like I've mentioned that before.
You might have. I don't know.
I don't know. I've had some beer.
Yeah, it's true.
And a shot.
It's true.
Yeah.
So, whatever. Yeah. So on the next episode of Doctor Who, we're going to see Doctor Who travel back to the time with the lady in the lake, and he becomes King Arthur, and Clara is a jealous woman.
At least I didn't say Victorian England, because I feel like I've gone back there a lot.
And River Song comes back and gets her sonic on.
River Song will definitely be in this episode.
Cool.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Until you ask me next time when I make up some other nonsense.
And say that River Song, you're just going to keep saying River Song till she shows up again, like she's Candyman.
Can I make Alex Kingston show up in my house if I say, not Candyman, if I say River Song 3 times in the bathroom mirror?
What was her character from, like, ER?
Oh, I don't know.
Let's just say Dr. Riversong.
There you go. There you go.
And until George Clooney comes out of the woodwork, Alex, I've been John.
I'm Steve.
And thanks for listening to the Drunk to Who podcast.
Yeah.
Thumbs up.
Okay. They couldn't see that. Give us 2
thumbs up. Well, rate, subscribe, review.
Rate, review, subscribe.
And or give us 5 stars.
Or whatever.
You know, it's like, or, you know, just do that
thing.
Give us
5 stars or don't bother.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Resume recording.
Oh, there we go.
Resume? Ha, 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 ha.
Don't get it.